Hello and welcome to the day in the life of a phone sex operator. So I wake up, I put my little soundgasm recording on, which is quite a timid one usually, as I will record it about 11 o'clock at night. And I'm in bed, feeling vulnerable, and it's more of a sensual talk than a moaning talk. And I really like that, and I hope you do too. And then once I've done that and I've got myself ready for the day, I put my diary going, I open up it for the day, and I make sure that all of my rechargeable toys are charged up, because I'm definitely gonna need them throughout the day. And then I will start at about 11 in the morning, English time, by the way. If you haven't already guessed, I'm from England. And no 2 days are ever the same in the phone sex industry. You will have maybe a handful of calls that day, or your phone could be going non-stop. And it's more of the latter. It's always going. And there's people that want totally different things. I mean, it's really opened my eyes into the world of kink and sex. I've learned things that I never knew before, that I definitely am a lot more educated on, I guess. So let me run through the kind of things that I do and how that I feel about them. So let's get started with the first one. Okay, so the first one would be my online persona, which I actually base on what I look like, because I think that it just fits me better. So I have long brown hair, greeny brown eyes, a size 10, 34C, and I'm 5'4". So people may want to have you as your persona and not something else. They would want to have what turns you on and just be all about you and not about them, which I quite like. Then you get somebody who wants to speak to somebody who is well spoken. So I do have to step up my voice and say, "Oh, hello, darling. Where are we off to today?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm taking you to the golf course, darling." And then that you have scenarios of what you would do at the golf course, etc. And I also have done a French kind of accent with somebody before, and that was quite fun. Obviously it wasn't me speaking French, because I can't remember French from back at school really. But yeah, it's fun. Then you get the cross-dressers and the transsexuals. And this could be somebody who likes to be a cuckold dress up in their girlfriend or wife's underwear, or they've been instructed to. They may just want to tell you about their situation. Or they may want you to do the role play and get into the mind of what his partner or girlfriend, or this could be a fantasy, as I say. So you would be kind of saying, this guy's cock is so fucking big, and look at yours, it's so pathetic. Come and stand next to each other. I need you to see what a real man's cock looks like. So like that kind of thing. And it's surprising how many men love to be humiliated for having a small dick. So then you have the domination, bondage, fetish, humiliation. And that is where I get called mistress. They could just phone me up and go, hi, is that Mistress Eva? And I'm like, damn right it is. And they could want me to give them orders of what to do, whether it's acting out a task or giving them jerk-off instructions, which I've really grown to love jerk-off instructions. It turns me on hugely. Bondage, that could be somebody who wants me to do it to them, or they could say to me, I want to dominate you, which I'm okay with because I'm a switch. Then you have fetish, and oh my god, I never knew there were so many fetishes out there. Eiffel foot fetish and things like that, but it's huge. And if you're on FetLife, you will know how many fetishes are out there and how open-minded that you get, because I'm not afraid to talk about anything now. Take me back like a year or so, I'd get embarrassed talking about it. Humiliation could be cuckolding, small dick humiliation. And some people just want you to tell them how pathetic they are for even picking up the phone to talk to you, even though there's never any shame in talking to somebody if that you want to get off, because I know if there was a phone line for me to phone for men, I definitely would. So yeah, then you've got the group sex and hardcore. So that is where you would talk about threesomes and gangbangs and just really rough sex, which I find quite horny as well. And then you get people that want to talk about you being with another woman and being indulged in her, in her pussy, and just taking them through a very sensual, really steamy lesbian experience. And I think that's very hot indeed as well. And then you get the water sports, the golden shower, where somebody just says to you, I want you just to squat over me, and I just want you to piss into my mouth, and yeah. And then that you get the dirty bastards who love being shit on or licking your ass after you've been to the toilet and telling you that you're never going to use toilet roll again. So yeah, there's an array of people that I've encountered over the last year, and yeah, there's no two the same. There's people that you will have again and again, which is lovely, and there'll be new people every day, guaranteed, and I really love it. I really do. It's a job that I think suits me really well, because I have a dirty mind. I am always told that I have quite a soft, sensual voice, and I love using my toys. So it's the perfect job for me. But I'm also a freelance writer, so I do like to do other things other than just talk on the phone. But yeah, I just thought I'd give you a little insight into it. And if you want me to talk about anything else and do another audio, then just leave it in the comments on Reddit. And yeah, I'm always open to suggestions, and I really want to get into doing my own audios and not just a script. So I'm probably going to work on that this afternoon or this evening, and hopefully bring you some of my own content that I've wrote. And yeah, so thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed finding out about it. And I start work in 3 minutes, so I gotta go and get horny, sexy, spunky. And yeah, so have a good day, and love ya. Bye.